Now, more Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com. Here are your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hart.
And we appreciate you listening to our program on TalkZone Radio. Every week on Monday, we start the week off. That's how we feel about the whole thing. We like to start you off on a positive note. And you're back. My colleague, James Hartman, James M. Hartman, Esquire, as we say. Now, where does the Esquire come from? Where does that derive
many,
from?
Many, many years ago, in the olden times,
yes,
it meant, instead of saying Mr. in front of something, you'd say Esquire afterward.
Okay.
And I suppose it comes from the squires who attended to knights. The squire was okay. A knight in waiting, like mm-hmm. a lady in waiting.
Right.
What she was waiting for. If she was waiting for me, she's got a big disappointment.
You're not kidding.
And so forth. Comes from the medieval times.
It does.
Yes.
And you were there.
We already discussed
that. Yes, we did. You were at the joust. My partner ran the concessions
That's
at
right.
the jousts.
We've already discussed that.
Yes, we did. But some people might forget that you were, the top concession seller back then.
That's right.
Fingers all over the place. Yeah, but
no, not only that, the popcorn. You couldn't pop.
You couldn't
pop
it?
Because they didn't have gunpowder. They didn't have machinery to pop popcorn.
So what did you do?
You just gave them dry corn. It was hard. That's why their teeth were so good. They broke their teeth with that corn. You'd holler around, peanuts and dry corn. Peanuts and dry corn. Get your peanuts and dry corn
and
here.
Fingers. Okay. All right. Well, speaking of fingers, Alaska's Supreme Court will consider an appeal to block an investigation by the state police in Governor Palin's firing of the state police chief. Now, that's a very complex case.
I understand.
Can you sort it out for us?
I'm going to try to.
Please.
First of all, the vice presidential candidate, Sarah Palin, who is the governor of Alaska,
mm-hmm.
during her term, and she's still the governor of Alaska.
That's correct.
There is an allegation that she had the chief of the state police discharged or fired because he would not fire a particular policeman or patrolman or whatever, trooper,
mm-hmm.
who was involved in a divorce with her sister. In other words, her sister was getting divorced from this
right.
trooper, and she got angry and wanted fired. Now, the point is this. You know, enough of this already. I'm not telling you whether I like Sarah, don't like her, whether I like Joe Biden, don't like him, or all of that. But let's get off this nonsense. What's the difference? They're running for federal office to run this country. What are they going to do? Why don't you attack what they're going to do, or what they allege they're going to do.
Right.
Don't worry about their backgrounds. Now they're saying that Obama mingled with some radical, some terrorist,
right.
some guy Ayers. He was a bum, but that doesn't matter. Well, what's the difference? Then they say McCain mingled with the Keating Five. So what? What's the difference? And Obama and Reverend Wright got all crazy about the... What's the difference? Where are we gonna? Are these people gonna go into office and start talking about what they did 30 years ago, or are they gonna try to run this country, which is at current times being run into the ground?
Well,
we have some very, very, very serious problems, and whether somebody was a friend of somebody who was a friend of somebody, or had somebody fired, or screwed around with petty politics in the old days. So what? Let's get it going the way it is. I can't really worry about that stuff.
Okay. Why'd you bring it up in the first place?
I don't know. But at any rate, what I start... Oh, so they're asking... I forgot what we're talking about.
Well, you got on a soapbox.
You listen to the...
But there are, you know, I mean, you are a product of who you hang out with a little bit.
Well, I suppose.
Which has nothing to do with this
case.
But
I don't believe in guilt by association anyway. But anyway.
You don't?
No.
Well, people don't like me because I hang out with you.
I know that.
Oh, there you go.
And I don't blame them.
All right. Now finish this up here because I have another case I want to talk to you about.
Well, the Alaska Supreme Court, you know, was going to consider an appeal by some Republicans to stop the probe. That is to stop the investigation into this alleged situation. And some judge did order it stopped, and apparently now the Supreme Court of Alaska is going to consider whether to affirm or turn over that initial ruling. The whole thing isn't worth a pile of beans.
Right, that's what I say. It's not worth a pile of beans.
Right.
And you can say, and those are Bush's beans, or what are the other famous beans?
There's green beans.
No, that's the green giant beans.
Navy beans.
There's fava beans.
Black beans, fava beans, lima right. beans, lima beans.
That's right.
All kinds of beans.
All right, hold your beans
for
a second.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
If you haven't been there, then you don't know beans. And I've always said, you don't know beans.
Okay. Pastors who are taking who are making political endorsements are now, they're prohibited now from making these endorsements because they don't pay taxes.
Well, that's not quite the way it is.
All right. Well, tell me the way it is.
I'll try to straighten this out the best I can.
And do it quickly.
And I'll do the best I can.
All right.
We have this church-state situation in this country.
Separation of church and state.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the things involved in that is churches do get a tax exemption. They don't have to pay real property taxes and income taxes and other taxes because they're churches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a condition of that, they can't do something else. I mean, if you're going to start to be... By the way, tax exemptions are not applicable to political parties
right.
and so forth. So that if you reach out beyond your religious purpose, then the question is, are you now subject to taxes? Should you have that exemption if you're going to reach out? Now, the pastors, on the one hand, these preachers are getting up in a pulpit and they're saying, vote for so-and-so, and I'm asking you to vote for him because I endorse him. And by doing so, are they violating this prohibition against outside activity by a religious organization which receives that kind of tax exemption? Now, they claim it's a violation of free speech to say they can't say what they want to say. But I say, no, it's not. You can speak all you want. Just pay the taxes.
Right.
For instance, I speak, as you well know.
And you pay taxes.
I pay taxes.
Absolutely.
So that I'm not inhibited my free speech, but I pay taxes. If conditionally the government says to me, Jim, because that's my name. If my name was Louie, they'd call me Louie. Or if it was Sam, they'd call me Sam. But they call me Jim because that's my name.
All right.
And they would say, Jim, you don't have to pay taxes, but you have to do ABC. If I don't do ABC, I pay the tax.
Right.
And that's what it is. So, any event, the Alliance Defense Fund, which is an Arizona-based conservative group, they're trying to protest this and to invite, by their action, an IRS scrutiny of their existence and to question that tax exemption. On the other hand, there are the Americans United for Separation of Church and State who didn't want to wait for that, so they already have filed a complaint with the IRS. I want to tell you something. Where they dig these groups up? There are so many of these do-good groups.
And they have lawyers.
Unbelievable.
And they all have lawyers. And
everybody has lawyers because you need lawyers to do these crazy things.
That's right.
That's why lawyers who need them, they need them.
Right.
They need them to file petitions. They need them because we live in a world governed by laws, regulations, red tape, and all of that stuff.
Well,
and then, of course, they have to pay fees for that.
What about the fees?
What about the fees? That's the main thing. Someone walks into your office, the first question he asks is, what about the fees? That's what they probably ask these people.
Ladies,
what about the fees?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever go into a lawyer's office, be prepared for that question because it will be the first question. It will be, good afternoon, Mr. Simonetti. Please have a seat. Now, let's talk about the fees.
All right.
Well, now let's talk about arrogance of the rich and famous. Going to do your own sound effects now. My goodness gracious. Well, anyway, we have, ladies and gentlemen, this is a brand new segment here on Arrogance of the Rich and Famous. It is a OJ alert. OJ alert. How could we not talk about OJ? He's been convicted.
Well, he's
convicted and how long? First, tell us what he was convicted of, and then how long might he spend in jail?
He was convicted of armed robbery. He was convicted of this and that and kidnapping.
Oh, that's a good one.
And there were 12 count charges against him.
And he was convicted on all 12?
And this all resulted from that business in Las Vegas, and that's where he was convicted, in Las Vegas, in Nevada. And he was convicted there in connection with that robbing and, you know, going through that business with a fellow to try to regain his memorabilia. Mm-hmm. And it may have been his memorabilia the guy had, but that's not what you do in this country.
Right.
If you, somebody else stole your property, you go to police. Anyway, he was convicted, and the kidnapping charge is a serious one.
It is.
And
you could get life for that, can he not?
But a lot of people... Huh?
You could get life.
Well,
a life
I don't know if
you
get life, but...
Oh, 25 years to life?
Well, he could get a lot of time.
With an insurance salesman?
Well, that's right.
So he's in trouble.
Well, he's in serious trouble. Don't forget, they feel... Remember, the judge, when he picked the jury, was very concerned about examining them, the jurors, the potential jurors, to make sure they were not going to be considering what happened
the last time.
In the past. Because, but on the, you know, this I think is, I forgot how many years, but it's the same day.
13 years.
13 years to the day.
That's right.
That
that's,
he was acquitted. That,
and that's called a coincidence.
Or he killed his wife.
Right.
Or he's alleged to have killed his wife. Anyway, his lawyer really thinks that the jury had an agenda, and that, quote, this was just payback, end quote. And
can you appeal on that ground?
No, you can't appeal. You have to appeal because there's error in the trial record.
Right. Okay.
And error would be that there was not sufficient evidence, that their evidence didn't show beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right.
It's a criminal case.
Right.
Criminal case, the test of proof is whether the state or the people have proven beyond a reasonable doubt that the crime was committed and that the defendant committed the crime.
Well,
so that in those in that situation, we have we might have a appealable. I don't know. I don't know what the evidence was.
Well, we'll wait to see when they give his sentence. His lawyer said within 30 seconds of him being sentenced, he will appeal. So we
That's
will
right.
keep that on the back burner, and we'll get you that information, folks, as soon as it's available to our crash reporters, our crack reporters, our crack reporters who sometimes crash.
Don't forget the Goldman family. He didn't only kill his wife.
He killed
that
Goldman young man. They won the civil case.
They have a $33 million judgment against him, which they're trying to collect, and Goldman's father says he thinks he drove him to this. They wanted to get that memorabilia.
Oh, so he
Simpson
could pay
wanted
some...
to get it. No, not so he could pay, so he could get it out of there, so Goldman
couldn't attach it,
execute on it in satisfaction of the judgment.
All right,
so
well,
that's what it is. And,
we have another Hollywood.
OJ, so long, baby.
I'm afraid this might be the last hurrah for OJ. Anyway, his girlfriend, this is not his girlfriend, but another celebrity, Sharon Stone, she was in a custody fight for her 8-year-old son, but it has been alleged that she has, not really alleged, it's been stated that she has some very strange ideas.
He's a weirdo, and I want to tell you right now that in the documents that which were part of Stone's custody battle with her ex-husband Phil Brownstein over their 8-year-old son, it appears that Sharon Stone wanted to get Botox injections for her son. Would you believe this?
For his lips?
To deal with foot odor. Well, his father suggested wearing socks with shoes and using foot deodorant. Now, I never knew Botox. That swells you up.
Right.
In other words, like Angelina Jolie has
those big lips. Those giant lips.
Well, if you put the Botox into his feet, what's going to happen is they're going to swell up, and he'll have round bottoms.
He'll be round.
And he'll fall over.
Like one of those
dolls.
Yeah, like they fall over at the
and they stand right up again. That's him.
Oh, my God.
So
he'll be like Joe Palooza.
Well,
people will push him, and he'll bounce right back.
Why don't you go take a bath, wash your feet?
Oh, my goodness.
That'll take care of part of the problem.
Yeah, a little
Then they have deodorant powder. You can use Desinex. You can use Desinex powder. You can use Gold Bond powder.
Gold Bond.
Tenactin. I'm giving you all these things.
That's right. You don't need Botox.
And if you know, because it is. It could be embarrassing. if but generally you don't take your shoes off in public, so
right.
That people are overwhelmed with the effluent odor from your feet.
Well, you know, Sharon, I've always loved you.
And you know they used to call the kids Twinkle Toes.
Right.
Now they call them Stinky Toes.
Stinky Toes.
Stinky Toes.
Yeah.
Just to call them Twinky Toes.
You know, we used to have a kid in the neighborhood we used to call Stinky.
Well, we
but
had
this
a,
kid
every neighborhood had a stinky. Stinky.
Right. This
what,
poor
are you
kid.
Kidding me? Oh, and in fact, God. I knew a kid, and it's true. It, when I was a kid, he had six toes. On one foot, he had two pinky toes, and his nickname was, guess what?
What?
Six Toes.
How original.
Well,
six toes.
We were kids.
Yeah, well.
Back in the old neighborhood.
That was the old days in Brooklyn.
Was back in the old neighborhood.
Well, folks.
Where the houses were all made of wood. Da-da-dee-da-da-da.
Are you done?
Da-da-dee-da-da-da.
We've run out of time. You know, it's bad enough you can't launch your own talk show career. You have no hope of launching a singing career. Anyway, you... Our listeners are not launching themselves out of a window.
They probably are.
All right, folks, we're going to take a short intermission. When we come back, we're going to be taking some of your questions from last week. Don't go away. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them right here on Talk Zone Radio.